This is Chairman Dell, DO dictating an attorney letter to Dick Borff, B-O-U-R-F-F, of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Borff, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Shania Legs, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is S-H-A-N-E-A. That's S-H-A-N-E-A. Last name is Legs, L-E-G-G-S, period. On August 12, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 33-year-old female, height 5'4", weight 270 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 3rd, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light, hitting the patient's front and side of her vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. Later that day and the next day, she had pain in her low back, comma. Neck, comma, and diffuse pain, period. Despite treatment, she is still experiencing low back pain, period. She was driving a 2018 Dodge SUV and hit by a Ford sedan, period. New paragraph. In relationship to the patient's low back, she was told that she had bulging discs, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is described as an aching-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the bilateral hips, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was approximately 3 days after the injury, was seen at Performance Wellness and seen by an MD, period. She was seen several times from November to February, period. She had x-rays as well as physical therapy, period. She was given steroid shots to the neck and back, period. She had an MRI as well as pain medicines, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 25 pounds, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, walking over a mile, comma, working out, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include iron, comma, as needed pain medicines, comma, and diclofenac, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, diclofenac, PRN, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for obesity and mild asthma, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals 3 cesarean sections as well as gastric bypass, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals before 2020, which was before her gastric bypass, and before she lost 100 pounds, she had some low back pain. However, this was a different and worse type pain than her present pain, period. Also, before the automobile accident, she did not have radiating pain as she does presently, period. The radiating pain that the patient now has after the automobile accident is to the bilateral hip region, period. When the patient lost 100 pounds, her back pain totally resolved by January of 2022, period. The initial back pain that she had related to her obesity was never treated or required treatment, period. When she lost the weight, it resolved her back issue until this automobile accident, period. The patient was totally back pain free for 1 to 2 years before the automobile accident, period. The patient has managed to continue to keep those 100 pounds of weight gain off, period. The patient has not been involved in prior automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient it works in insurance and finance as an analyst full-time, period. Accommodations were made at work so she could get physical therapy and also work from home, so therefore no work was missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Pro-scan imaging, MRI of the lumbar spine, January 5th, 2024. History was history of motor vehicle accident. Impression was broad-based disc bulging at L3-4, comma, L5-S1, abutting the L4 exiting nerve roots at the L4-L5 level, comma, and abutting the right L3 exiting nerve root at the L3-L4 level, period, end of report. Performance wellness radiology report, November 6, 2023, x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar area. Revealed in the lumbar area, hypolordotic with postural alterations, likely due to muscle spasm, period. Their treatment plan were recommendations of chiropractic manipulative treatment, comma, electrical muscle stimulation, comma, cryotherapy, comma, massage, comma, mechanical traction, comma, therapeutic exercises, comma, manual therapy, comma, dry hydrotherapy, comma, laser therapy, comma, consultation with a medical physician, comma, and x-rays, period. End of report. Performance wellness note, November 7th, 2023, presents with complaints of low back pain. Diagnosis was sprain of the lumbar ligaments, comma, strain of the low back, comma, and muscle spasm of the back, period. End of report. Performance wellness note, March 11th, 2024, low back pain that rates 8 out of 10, period. End of report. Apex pain and injury note, that's APEX. Apex pain and injury note, January 26, 2024. HPI is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection at L4/5 with fluoroscopic guidance, period. Assessment is broad-based intervertebral disc protrusion, 2 compression of the lumbar nerve root, and 3 low back pain, period. End of report. I did review several photographs of property damage to the vehicle, period. Priority pain solutions note, December 13th, 2023. Presents for consultation and exam for injuries sustained in an MVC on November 3rd, 2023. Patient complains of headaches, -neck, -low back, -right hand, -hips. On examination, tender to palpation over the lumbar vertebra, period. Assessment is MVA. Comma, cervical algia, comma, cervical strain, comma, strain of the trapezius muscle, comma, low back pain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, lumbar sprain, comma, bilateral inflammation of the sacroiliac sacroiliac joint, period. Prescribe meloxicam and cyclobenzaprine, period. Priority pain solutions, February 6, 2024. Patient reports injection really didn't help, period. Reports chief complaints are low back pain, period. When walking for a long time, pain radiates to the back of the legs, period. Continues chiropractic care, performance wellness, period. Assessment is lumbar radiculopathy. Also included broad base intervertebral disc protrusion, compression of the lumbar nerve root, lumbar strain, low back pain, MVA, cervical strain, cervical algia, period. Discuss possible referral back to Dr. Bogus, B-O-G-G-U-S, for lumbar facet injections, patient does not want to do this right now, period. Continue physical therapy, period. End of report. Indiana Officer Standard Crash Report, November 3rd, 23, states I observed front-end damage to Vehicle 2 and heavy rear passenger side damage to Vehicle 1, period. Vehicle 1 was towed to auto return, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 3rd, 2023, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today, by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed several surgical laparoscopic abdominal scars due to old gastric bypass surgery, period. There are unrelated butterfly tattoos of the right anterior shoulder, period. There were cesarean abdominal scar, period. The patient presented with a normal gait, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed a normal thyroid with paravertebral muscle spasm both in the cervical and lumbar area. The lumbar was greater than cervical, period. There was full range of motion of the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Thoracic examination unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar examination was abnormal with diminished strength as well as loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. As previously mentioned, there was a fair amount of paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 22 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees right and 84 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee-jerk reflex at 1 over 4, period. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength in the bilateral great toe regions, period. There was problems walking on the toes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, strain, sprain, pain, radiculopathy, L3-4, and L5-S1 bulging disc with nerve impingement, period. Number 2, cervical trauma, strain, and pain resolve, period. The above two diagnostic assessments were all caused by the automobile accident of November 3rd, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 7% whole body impairment period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the lumbar region for the remainder of her life period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told that surgical intervention was an option. However, she did not want to do it at the present time, period. I do feel that the need for surgical intervention will be necessary in the future due to her injuries, and this was verified on MRI, period. Cost of the surgery would be approximately $110,000, period. This cost would be all-inclusive of hospital, surgeon, pathology, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient, at least until surgery, will require injections approximately every 3 to 6 months at a cost of approximately $1,500 each, period. Ongoing medication, both prescription and over-the-counter, will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of report. Thank you very much.